Today, 17 community organizations are readying a rally scheduled for tomorrow morning at the Capitol. The groups will meet to remind lawmakers to support early childhood legislation and other bills strengthening the safety and welfare of the state's youngest members. Deborah Zeisman is the head of the lead organization, Hawaii Children's Action Network, and she's on the phone with us now. Aloha. As you look at some of the bills that are still left alive that deal strictly with early childhood support, which ones are on your list of must-haves for this year?
Well, there's quite a few that we're actually rallying tomorrow in support of BAFAN. So I would say our top ones really are about getting more funding into things like preschool subsidies, into our early intervention programs, and as well as into our public and charter school preschool programs.
As we look at a couple of those bills that you just touched on, one of them that appropriates funds for web-based data systems in the Department of Health's early intervention section, that one is still moving. It was passed out of committee last week, but it has amendments, and clearly that means that there is still some more conversation that has to happen with that one.
Yeah, we have quite a few early childhood bills that are still moving, and I think we're rallying tomorrow to really make sure that the community, both the early childhood providers, and we have a number of parents coming out and bringing their kids. It's nice that it's spring break, so a lot of kids are off of school, to really push our lawmakers to invest in the birth to 5 years. So it is things like that early intervention program that we need some more funding to have better data, is that the bill that you just referred to. So to make sure that we have good early detection programs to make sure that if a kid who has a need for like occupational therapy or speech or things like that, that we catch those things early and that the appropriate services are available to get that kid on the right path.
Some of these bills have not yet been scheduled. Are you hopeful that they will be? I mean, we're coming to a point where things are going to get rapidly much more, you know, that they're going to ramp up pretty quickly.
Right. This is a pretty critical week, which is where we need a lot of support. So I think for us, the key issue is that many states are far ahead of Hawaii in terms of investing budget into the early childhood years. And so we're really trying to rally and get more money into our pre-K programs, more money into young children's health programs, things like that, so that all of our kids have the best foundation to start.
A lot of people would probably agree with you in principle when it comes to how do you divide up the money, trying to explain why it would be important, for example, for 0-3 court, that might be a little bit more difficult. What do you tell them?
True. I know. I think that's why we need folks to come out. Parents are often kind of an unheard voice, and our kids certainly don't have big lobbyists, so we need people to come out and show their support that these years are critical. You know, it all comes down to budget in the end, and there's many, many important issues, but we think one of the best investments we can make as a community is investment in those babies and getting them ready for kindergarten, setting a solid foundation, and getting them off to a great start.
So what's your assessment of this session so far, if you only look through that lens of early childhood support? How well are lawmakers really focusing on that?
Yeah, there's a decent number of bills this year moving. Things for, again, expansion of preschool and charter schools and within the DOE. So not a bad year. I do know, you know, we are looking at some budget constraints. So as we're all concerned that our state has a little bit less money, we need to all be putting our heads together to think about how do we find more revenue and critically thinking about where do we invest. And I think we and also our state lawmakers are really keeping an eye out on the federal budget situation as well. We have a lot of concerns there that our state may see less money coming in for children, for vulnerable families. And that puts our state in a really difficult position if the state is being asked to pick up more of the burden.
And very quickly, and I know this is sort of like maybe choosing your favorite child, but after what you've just said, is there a bill among those still moving that you say is absolutely critical, that if you have to be caught in the whole constraint as everyone else, this is still a must?
Oh, the must. I don't know. There's a several good ones. I think perhaps one of the most important stuff is actually just in the state budget, and that's to expand our public preschool program, which we've been pushing for several years. So it's currently in the House version of the budget, and we're asking folks to keep it in and make sure we can expand and have more public pre-K.
All right. We're going to leave it there, and I know we'll be seeing all of you out at the Capitol tomorrow.
Yep. Thanks so much.
Deborah Zeisman leads the Hawaii Children's Action Network. Tomorrow, HICAN and 16 other organizations will rally at the Capitol at 10:30 in support of legislation benefiting early childhood.